Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered a 36-hour ceasefire in Ukraine for Orthodox Christmas. It is set to come into effect on January the 6th. The Kremlin is calling on Kyiv to do the same. The Russian Orthodox Patriarch Kirill initiated the request. Earlier, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan held phone conversations with Presidents Putin and Zelensky. If Kyiv accepts, it would be the first ceasefire between the warring nations since Russia launched this invasion almost a year ago. Well, let's go live to Kyiv now and our correspondent Charles Stratford. It's one thing, Charles, Vladimir Putin suggesting a ceasefire. It's another thing, of course, Kyiv accepting. What more can you tell us about their response?
Well, certainly at this stage, it seems highly doubtful that Ukraine would accept such an offer from President Putin. As you say, this initially comes from a suggestion made by the Moscow Patriarch Kirill, Russian Patriarch Kirill there, looking for this 36-hour ceasefire from about, well, from midday, which effectively would be on Orthodox Christmas, Christmas Eve, right the way through the next day, Christmas Day, until 12 midnight. And it was a response to Patriarch Kirill's suggestion that we heard from an advisor in the president's office, Mikhail Podolyak, and he just called this a cynical trap. So we haven't had any official statement yet by President Zelensky, but one can only assume that it's going to be consistent with what Mr. Podolyak said. I mean, just to give you a little bit of background here, there's a very interesting sort of change of atmosphere in Ukraine that is gathering pace in as far as a move away from fundamentally an Orthodox Christmas here, because many Ukrainians associate Orthodoxy with Russia and by default Russian aggression. So, for example, Christmas that has just gone by for the Julian calendar, that now is being gradually pushed for by many people in Ukraine to be celebrated on the 24th and the 25th. There's also the issue that in 2019, a Ukrainian church basically was set up, established, that has no affiliation whatsoever with the Moscow Patriarch. It's part of this movement to move away from any kind of association with Russian Orthodoxy in the wake of what the Ukrainians say has been, well, nigh on 9 years of war. So let's not forget that the fighting really started in 2014 in Donbass and Crimea. And there's also the additional issue of the fact that New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, saw some of the heaviest bombardments by Russia using drones and cruise missiles, trying to attack infrastructure, we understand here, right the way across Ukraine, and has crippled much of that infrastructure and left a lot of people in darkness without heat or electricity. So it seems highly, highly unlikely at this stage that the Ukrainian government and Ukrainian military will agree to such an offer by President Putin.
Charles, many thanks. Charles Stratford, live in Kyiv there.